So let us begin our Biblical Hebrew class today in chapter 21 on page 232 on exercise number 4, which says translate the following sentences into Hebrew. And we'll do it just one word at a time or one phrase at a time. On number 1 it says your son, masculine singular. What is that?
I know.
No, that would be his son.
I'm sorry. Benny.
That would be my son.
Bencha.
Mm-hmm. Bencha is correct. Bencha is your son, masculine singular. Will come.
Yavo.
To see. It's an infinitive.
Lirot
is correct. We have a direct object marker at. The rams.
Ha'elim.
That.
Haya.
No.
Or
that.
Asher.
Mm-hmm.
Asher.
That returned.
Shavu.
To the fields of.
Lisde.
Moab. Mm-hmm. So just so that you get your notes correct, it's Bincha Yavo Lirot et Ha'elim Asher Shavu Lisdei Moav. All right, Sharon, number 2. Pharaoh.
Paro.
Paro called.
Kara.
Kara to.
El.
His people.
Amo,
saying.
Lay more.
Arise.
Kum
is correct. And turn aside.
The Saru. What
is it? Vasur. Vasur. It's a command form. Mm-hmm. From?
Mean,
The evil prophet. Start with the prophet.
Hanavi.
The evil one. Harasha. Correct. So to make sure all the notes are correct, it's Paro, Kara, El, Amo, Lamor, Kum, Vasur, Mean, Hanavi Harasha.
Could you put the mean with the ha kovani?
With the Hanavi? Yeah, I don't think I would since it's got an adjective after it.
Okay.
Number 3, Becky. Abraham. Put.
Psalm.
So Abraham Psalm. Then you need a direct object marker, right?
Et.
Then the wine.
Hayayin.
In an opened vessel.
Bakali patuach.
Patuach. Passive participle. And then.
Baaz.
Drank it.
Shata'oto.
Mm-hmm. Shata'oto. Good. So number 3, to make sure your notes are all good, Avraham Sam et Hayayin Bakali Patuach Va'az Shata Oto. Everybody good?
Better.
Okay, number 4, Sharon. The son.
Habain
said. Amar, to his father.
El Aviv
or La Aviv, either one, saying.
Lamor.
Mm-hmm. I will not keep.
Lo Eshmor,
direct object marker. That's the at. Mm-hmm.
At.
Then the commandments.
Let's see.
Hamid's boat. Mm-hmm. And then he says, I will do only sins. How do you say only?
Esa
is I will do.
Rock.
Avonot.
That's what it was.
Yeah, normally in Hebrew, the rock comes first for some reason. So let me read you number 4. Habain Amar La'aviv Lamor. Lo Eshmor et Hamitzvot. Rock Ese Avonot. That's a bad boy.
So the rock comes before the Ese?
Generally it does. Doesn't have to, of course, but generally it does. Number 5, Becky, the slave.
Ha-Eved.
Ate.
Achol.
Direct object marker.
Et.
The fruit.
Ha-Pri.
And then.
Va'az.
And Va'az died.
Won't. Mot.
Mate. Mm-hmm.
That's right, I did this before we finish going over that.
So number 5, to make sure our notes are all good, is Ha'eved, Achal, Et, Ha'peri, Va'az, Mate.
There's a lot of killing fruit in this chapter.
Yeah, there are. Number 6, Sharon thus.
Co.
Wrote.
Katav.
It's going to be a girl. Katva is correct. My daughter. My daughter.
BT
is correct. After.
Achar.
The war or the battle.
Hamilchama.
20 souls.
Esrim. Nefeshot
gave birth.
Y'all do.
Right. So number 6 is Ko, Kat, Va, BT, Achar, Hamil, Chama, Esrim, Nefeshot, Y'all do. Excellent. Number 5. Translate the following sentences. Everybody echo me, please. Samta. Shane. Aleem. All. Hamiz Beach. Again. Samta. Shane. Aleem. All.
Hamiz Beach.
Okay, Becky, how would you translate that?
She heard 2 rams.
Wait a minute. She heard? Where do you find she heard? It's not Shama, it's Samta.
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 And I'm drawing a blank.
You put
2 rams.
You put 2 rams
on
the altar.
That makes a whole lot more sense.
Right. You put 2 rams on the altar. You have to notice that the dot over the sheen is on the left side, samta, from the verb to put. Okay, let's read the second one together, echoing, please. Ha samta. Shnei. Aleem. All. Hamiz Beach. What is that ha that begins the second sentence?
The question,
right. So how would you translate this sentence, Sharon?
Did you put 2 rams
on On the altar. That is correct. Number two. Echo me, please. Lo. Yashuv. Paro.
Paro.
Harasha. Mimitzrayim.
Mimitzrayim.
How would you translate that one, Becky?
The wicked Pharaoh. Did not return. Will not return. From Egypt.
Uh-huh. Yashuv is imperfect. So, the wicked Pharaoh will not return from Egypt. Second one, echo me, please. Hello. Yashuv. Paro. Harasha. Mimitzrayim. So how would you translate that question, Sharon?
The hello? I was just questioning myself. I wrote, did the wicked Pharaoh return from Egypt? But does the hello, is that the one that's rhetorical?
Yeah, it really is. The ha is the question, lo is not. So give me your translation again.
I put, did the wicked Pharaoh return from Egypt? So it would be like, did not the wicked?
Will not the wicked Pharaoh return from Egypt? Because Yashuv, notice the yod.
Yeah, okay.
Imperfect.
Okay. Let us go check that to make sure, since both of you did the same thing.
I had the right thing written on my paper.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay.
I didn't.
You did not. Okay. Go to page 373. Page 373. Line 43. And notice he returned, perfect tense, as shav. You see that? Shav?
Yeah.
And then go to page 372, same line 43, and you see that he will return is yashuv. And let us remember that the verb return is a hollow verb, which means in the perfect tense, there will be no vav. It's going to go away. In the imperfect tense, that vav becomes an u vowel. So whenever you see yashuv, tashuv, nashuv, they're all imperfect. Okay?
Say yes, but you know.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. We're working on it. So let's go back to page 232, to exercise 5, number 3. And echo me, please. Saru. Shloshet. Haneviim. Okay, she says wait.
I can't get... say it again.
Shloshet.
Shloshet. Okay, there you go.
Okay, from the beginning. Saru.
Shloshet.
Haneviim. Mimitzvot.
Ha-Torah.
How would you translate that, Becky?
Okay. The three prophets.
Really? Where do you see the?
Ha-Neviim.
Good. The three prophets
turned aside. From the commandments. Of the Torah.
Very good. Second line, echo me please. Hasaru. Shloshet.
Haneviim.
Mimitzvot.
Ha-Torah.
How would you translate that one, Sharon?
the three prophets.
Have the three prophets.
Turned aside.
Turned aside.
From the commandments of the Torah.
From the commandments of the Torah. Very good. Number four. Everybody ready? Echo me, please. Takumu.
Takumu.
Lishtot.
Lishtot.
Yayin.
Yayin.
Asui.
Asui.
Mipuri.
Mipuri.
Ha'etz.
Ha'etz.
How would you translate that, Becky?
Okay. You, plural.
You, plural.
Will arise.
Will arise.
To drink.
To drink.
Wine.
Wine.
Made.
Made.
Which is made. From fruit of the tree.
From the fruit of
the tree. The fruit of the tree.
Mm-hmm. And again, with a word pair, when the last word is definite, they're all definite. Echoing, please. Hatakumu.
Hatakumu.
Lishtot.
Lishtot.
Yayin.
Yayin.
Asui.
Asui.
Mipuri.
Mipuri.
Ha'etz.
Ha'etz.
How do you translate that, Sharon?
Will you get up?
Will you get up?
To drink.
To drink.
Wine.
Wine.
Made.
Made.
From the fruit.
From the fruit.
Of the tree.
Of the tree. Excellent. Number five. Haba.
Haba.
Harasha.
Harasha.
Lirot.
Lirot.
Et.
Et.
Hatzon.
Hatzon.
How would you translate that, Becky?
Okay, they flipped it up on us. They started
did.
With the question.
Mm-hmm.
Did the wicked one...
Did the evil one or the wicked one? Uh-huh.
Come.
Come.
To see.
To see.
The flock.
The flock. And let's read the answer. Ba.
Ba.
Harasha.
Harasha.
Lirot.
Lirot.
Et.
Et.
Hatzon.
Hatzon.
How would you translate that, Sharon?
The wicked one.
The wicked one.
Came.
Came.
To see.
The flock. Very good. Number six. Echo me, please. Hatamut.
Hatamut.
Im.
Im.
Lo.
Lo.
Tashuv.
Tashuv.
Lamitzvot.
Lamitzvot.
What is that?
Okay. Will you die?
Will you die?
If.
You do not return. You do not return.
To the commandment.
To the commandments. Plural, right. Echo me please on the answer. Mot.
Mot.
Tamut.
Tamut.
Im.
Im.
Lo.
Lo.
Tashuv.
Tashuv.
Lamitzvot.
Lamitzvot.
So mot tamut is the infinitive of emphasis. And what is that mean?
You will surely die.
You will surely die.
If. You do not.
You do not.
Return.
Return.
To the commandments.
To the commandments. Excellent. Let's go to page 233, to exercise 6. It says, fill in each blank with a logical form of the verb. There may be more than one correct answer. So on these, I just prefer you use the simplest one. So if perfect tense works, use perfect tense. But we'll see. On number one, Becky, what did you put in the first blank?
I put, Ahavu.
Ahavu, which is they loved.
They loved.
Mm-hmm. In the second blank, including the lamed?
La wrote.
Lirot, uh-huh, is the infinitive to see. And then the last one, they drank.
Shatu.
Shatu is good. So everybody echo me using Ahavu, Lirot, and Shatu. Aseret.
Aseret.
Habanim.
Habanim.
Ahavu.
Ahavu.
Lirot.
Lirot.
Et.
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 Sheish.
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 Habanot.
Habanot.
Kaasher.
Kaasher.
Hain.
Hain.
Shatu.
Shatu.
Yayin.
Yayin.
And how would you translate that? What is Aseret Habanim?
The 10 sons.
The 10 sons. Ahavu.
Loved.
Loved. Lirot.
To see.
To see. Et is the direct object marker, no translation. Sheish Habanot.
The 6 daughters.
The 6 daughters. Kaasher.
Which.
When.
Or, I'm sorry. Yeah, when.
Hain.
They.
They. Shatu.
Drank.
Drank. Yayin.
Wine.
Wine. Mm-hmm. Notice, back, way back early in the vocabulary, they gave us Haim and Hema for the masculine they, but they only gave us Haina. But Hain is just short for Haina. So, feminine form they can be Hain or Haina. They didn't tell us that then, but we figured that out now, didn't we? Number 2, Sharon, what would you put in the blank for y'all remembered?
I put will remember. But Zachartem would work.
Zachartem would work. To arise.
Lakam. Lakum.
Lakum. Mm-hmm. And they came.
Ba'u.
Ba'u is correct. So Zachartem, Lakum, and Ba'u is correct. So Ekemi, please, on number 2. Atem.
Atem.
Zachartem.
Zachartem.
Lakum.
Lakum.
Kaasher.
Kaasher.
Ba'u.
Ba'u.
Tish'at.
Tish'at.
Haneva'im.
Haneva'im.
How would you translate that, Sharon?
You remembered.
Or y'all remembered.
To rise.
To rise or to get up. Mm-hmm.
When. 9 prophets come.
When the 9 prophets.
With the 9 prophets.
Came. Yep. Now, you may have had it imperfect, and I forced you to change it, but. That's only because I'm lazy. I mean, since I'm recording this, trying to be as simple as possible.
You're the teacher, you get to do that.
Number 3. How do you say he died?
Mate.
Mate. In the last blank?
I put when my mother had died, so I put meta.
Meta is correct. So everybody echo me, please. Avi.
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 Mate.
Mate.
Biroto.
Biroto.
Et.
Et.
Imi.
Imi.
Meta.
Meta.
How did you translate that?
My father died.
My father died.
When he saw my mother had died.
When he saw, okay, my mother had died. Number 4. What goes in that first blank, Sharon?
Hayiti?
Mm-mm.
No? Then I don't know.
What is that first word? What is avoni?
My sin.
My sin. Uh-huh. And hayiti would be I was. This is my sin was.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, haya.
Haya is correct. And then, what form of achal goes in the blank? To eat.
Infinitive.
One more time.
Echol.
Le'echol is correct. And then the last one?
Is latet.
Latet is correct. So everybody echo me, please. Avoni.
Avoni.
Haya.
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 Le'echol.
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 Mi-peri.
Mi-peri.
Ha'etz.
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 Below.
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 La'tate.
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 Paris.
Paris.
L'Archi.
L'Archi.
What is the English translation?
My sin.
My sin.
Was to eat.
Was to eat.
From the fruit of the tree.
From the fruit of the tree.
And not to give.
And not to give.
Fruit.
Fruit.
To my brother.
To my brother. Mm-hmm. So the sin was selfishness. Number 5, masculine singular. What goes in the blank?
Bow. I'm sorry. Bow. Is that not, would that not be command form for that?
No, it's not. It's okay. Just imperfect.
So it would be ba.
Imperfect.
I'm sorry.
This one doesn't really work so well in the perfect tense.
All right.
So imperfect is tavo. Mm-hmm. And a second blank.
And I have both. I'm trying to make sense of my notes. Okay. Would be yishvu.
Yashuvu. Yashuvu. Remember, in the imperfect, that middle letter, that vav becomes an u vowel. So you have a yod up front because it's they, an u at the end because it's they, and the middle u, so yashuvu.
Okay.
So echo me, please. Tavo.
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 La machane.
La machane.
Ki.
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 Ha'elim.
Ha'elim.
Yashuvu.
Yashuvu.
La'artzenu.
La'artzenu.
And how would you translate that?
Okay. Since it's tavo, or...
Tavo.
Tavo. It's imperfect, so it's, you will come
You to will the come camp to the camp.
Because...
Because...
The rams...
The rams...
Have... will return.
Will return.
To our land.
To our land. If you had done it in the perfect tense, it would have been bata and shavu. But the imperfect just seems to work so much better there. Number 6. Shirim, what would you put in that first blank?
Samti
is correct. Next one.
Shatam. Shata.
Did you mean chateau?
Maybe.
Okay.
I can't read my writing.
Okay. I think you meant chateau. And then the third blank.
Is chata.
Shatiti.
Shatiti. Okay. I got those mixed up.
Yeah, okay. It's an infinitive of emphasis. Vashatau shatiti. The reason is shatiti is the subject is I. So, we all ready to read?
The emphasis one thing.
The infinitive of emphasis. Uh-huh.
That comes first?
Yes. Shatau. Just like if we go down to page 232, the very last line, mot tamut.
Okay.
The infinitive of emphasis comes first, mot, and then tamut.
Okay.
You will surely die. And this one on page 233, exercise 6, line 6, it's I. So, echo me please. Ani.
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 Low.
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 Samti.
Samti.
Et.
Et.
Kol.
Kol.
Hayayin.
Hayayin.
Bamachane.
Bamachane.
Vashato.
Vashato.
Shatiti.
Shatiti.
Oto.
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 Rock.
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 Im.
Im.
Ishti.
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 So what am I doing with my wife?
Getting drunk.
my turn, right?
Yep.
Ani, let's see, I did not put.
Did not put.
All of the wine.
All of the wine.
In the camp.
In the camp.
And.
And.
I surely didn't drink, or will drink.
Nope, it's perfect tense. I surely drank.
Surely drank.
Oto, it.
Only.
Only.
With.
My wife. My wife. Mm-hmm. Number seven, Becky, what would you put in the first blank?
Saru.
Saru, correct. And the second blank?
Yashuvu.
Yashuvu, correct. So everybody echo me, please. Hakohanim.
Hakohanim.
Saru.
Saru.
Meharashaim.
Harashaim.
Vyashuvu.
Vyashuvu.
La mitzvot.
La mitzvot.
Again on that one. Hakohanim.
Hakohanim.
Saru.
Saru.
Meharshaim.
Meharshaim.
Vyashuvu.
Vyashuvu.
La mitzvot.
La mitzvot.
Number seven. How would you translate that?
The priests.
The priests
turned aside.
Turned aside.
From the wicked ones or the evil ones.
From the wicked ones or the evil ones.
And returned.
And returned.
To the commandments.
To the commandments. If it's and returned, and it is, then why is it Yashuvu?
And will return. I'm sorry.
No. You were correct. And returned.
Yeah.
Because that's a reversing vav.
Yeah.
So that's why you put an imperfect verb in there and translated it in a perfect tense way, because the reversing vowel. Okay. By the way, anybody out there in MP3 land who's looking at the answer book is wrong on this one. So if you're pulling your hair out, stop it. Go glue it back. Number eight, Sharon, there should be a question mark at the end of this sentence. What goes in the blank, the only blank?
Tishlach.
Number eight. The verb is zachar.
Oh, I'm on the wrong one, sorry.
Yep, that's what I thought. You were down on nine.
Yep, zacharta.
Zacharta is correct. So everybody, hello.
Hello.
Ata.
Ata.
Zacharta.
Zacharta.
Et.
Et.
Avonot.
Avonot.
Paro.
Paro.
Bechol.
Bechol.
Yamei.
Yamei.
Chayecha.
Chayecha.
What was that?
Chayecha.
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 Uh-huh. Got to get that cha in at the beginning. Otherwise, it sounds too much like was when it's not. So, number eight. How would you translate that, Sharon?
Did you not remember?
Did you not remember? Avonot Paro.
The sins of Pharaoh.
The sins of Pharaoh. Bechol Yamei.
In all of the days.
In all of the days of Chayecha.
Your life.
Your life. Correct.
Could you not also just use Zakar?
No.
Okay.
Atah. Zacharta. If you just put Zachar, it would have to be he, not you.
Right.
So number nine, what goes in your blank?
Tishlah.
One more time? I just didn't hear you. I just didn't hear you.
Tishlah.
Tishlach. It looks to me like that's what you have written. Okay. But it is Tishlah. So echo me, please. All.
All.
Tishlach.
Tishlach.
Tishlach. Et.
Et.
Leah.
Leah.
Lamatot.
Lamatot.
Hagoyim.
Hagoyim.
Saviv.
Saviv.
They put all Tishlach in here to remind us that is a negative commandment. What kind? Temporary or permanent?
All is temporary.
That's a temporary commandment. So what does it mean?
Do not send.
Do not send.
Leah.
Leah.
To the tribes.
to the tribes
of the nations around, or the Goyim around.
Of the nations, Gentiles, the Gentiles, the peoples round about. Mm-hmm. Correct. So number 7. Are we ready for it? Translate the following sentences and change the clipped form of the verb to simple perfect.
I like this exercise. I hope I did it right.
Okay, I'm sure you did. Let's all read together first. Vahi.
Vahi.
Ba'et.
Ba'et.
Hahi.
Hahi.
Malach.
Malach.
Paro.
Paro.
Ba'aretz.
Ba'aretz.
Okay, Sharon, how would you translate that sentence?
And it was. In that time.
In that time.
A king.
Nope. That would be Melech. This is Malach.
Pharaoh ruled. In the land.
Yep, and it came to pass at that time Pharaoh ruled in the land. Now, how would you change Vayhi to make it simple perfect? In other words, take out the reversing Vav.
Haya.
Yeah, Hu Haya. Correct. Number 2. Echo me, please. Vayaan.
Vayaan.
Vayomer.
Vayomer.
Ha'elim.
Ha'elim.
Al-Yad.
Al-Yad.
Ha'gavul.
Ha'gavul.
Becky, how would you translate that?
And he answered.
And he answered.
And he said.
And he said.
The rams.
Are near.
The border.
Correct. And you would replace Vayaan with what to make it simple perfect?
Hu-anah.
Correct. And, of course, you can always leave off the who and just make it a na. Same thing. But the answer book added the who's in here, so.
It made it clearer once I realized the who's clearer. Helped
okay.
Me understand what they were wanting me to do.
As long as it's a help. Number 3, echo me, please. Vayiven.
Vayiven.
Mizbeach.
Mizbeach.
Me'elef.
Me'elef.
Avanim.
Avanim.
What does that mean?
An offering came?
No.
No?
No. It's from the verb bana.
Oh, built?
Yes.
And he built an altar.
Right.
From?
1,000 stones. 1,000 stones. Right. So how would you change Vayiven to just say he built?
Bana.
Yep, bana or hu bana. Number 4. Uh-oh. We have two verbs. So echo me, please. Vayakam.
Vayakam.
Vayasar.
Vayasar.
Mishamonat.
Mishamonat.
Haneviim.
Haneviim.
Harshaim.
Harshaim.
How would you translate that?
Okay. And he arose.
And he arose.
And he turned aside.
And he turned aside.
From
the
eight.
The eight.
Wicked, evil.
Evil.
Prophets.
Prophets. Correct. So to make it simple, perfect, you would change Vayakam to.
Hukam,
and Vayasar becomes?
Husar.
Okay, you need the and.
Vahusar.
So, Vahusar. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're putting in the who, because otherwise here would be reversing Vav, and it would just be a mess. So, Hukam, Vahusar. Makes it as simple as it can be. Everybody good?
Yep.
Number 5. Everybody. Vayar.
Et.
Chael.
Chael.
Hatsava.
Vayaal.
Hahara. How would you translate that?
And he saw. The strength of the army. And he went up.
What?
The mountain.
What? What is that "aw" at the end?
Toward the mountain.
Toward the mountain. That's right. And he saw the strength of the army and he went up toward the mountain. So how do you change vayar? Wait a minute, wrong one. Vayar?
Ra'ah.
Ra'ah. And vayal? Here you got to put the who in there.
Allah.
The who Allah. Correct. Excellent. Number six. Vayas.
Vayas.
Yayin.
Yayin.
Tov.
Tov.
Ma'od.
Ma'od.
Vayeshta.
Vayeshta.
Oto.
Oto.
Im.
Im.
Hanavi.
Hanavi.
How do you translate that?
And he made.
And he made.
Very good wine.
Very good wine.
And he drank it.
And he drank it.
With the prophet.
The prophet. Correct. So, via as, how do you make it simply? He made.
Asa.
Asa, or who asa. And then, vayeshta becomes.
Vahu.
Vahu.
Shita.
Shita. Correct. Just simply, he drank. Now, Sharon, you lucky duck, you get three of them. Yee! So, Ekami, please. Vayashav.
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 Yischach.
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 La'aviv.
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 Vayasim.
Vayasim.
Bo.
Bo.
Et.
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 Harbo.
Harbo.
Vayamat.
Vayamat.
Aviv.
Aviv.
Oh, that's sad. What does that mean in English?
And Isaac returned.
And Isaac returned.
To his father.
To his father.
And he put.
And he put.
His sword.
His sword. Bow.
In.
In.
In. And put in his. Wait a minute. I have this.
And he put his right, his sword is right, bow.
In him.
In him, right. And he put his sword in him, Vayamat Aviv.
And his father died.
And his father died. So it's not from the Bible, it's just a made-up sentence. But it means, and Isaac returned to his father, and he put his sword in him, and his father died. How do you change Vayashav to just simply he put? Or he returned in this case. We've got to put return first.
Who shav.
Who shav. Now and he put. Becomes and put.
Vahu sam.
Vahu sam. And Vayamat becomes?
Vahu mate.
Vahu mate. You are correct. You guys are doing wonderfully with this. We still have a little time left.
See my paper.
We still have a little time left for exercise 8. Rewrite the sentences below, replacing the underlying word with each word in the list that follows. Read the sentences aloud and translate. So, Ekami, please. Ani.
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 Sarti.
Sarti.
Me'avi.
Me'avi.
Vagam.
Vagam.
Asiti.
Asiti.
Et.
Et.
Avoni.
Avoni.
Va'al Cain.
Va'al Cain.
Lo.
Lo.
Yarashti.
Yarashti.
Et.
Et.
Nachalati.
Nachalati.
Becky, how would you translate that sentences?
Okay.
That sentence.
I turned aside.
I turned aside.
From my father.
From my father.
And also.
And also.
I did.
I did.
I did.
Or I made.
I made. My sin.
My sin. Va'al Cain.
And therefore.
And therefore. Lo yarashti.
I will not. Let's see. Wait. I will not inherit.
Nope. This is perfect tense. I did not inherit.
I did not inherit.
Nachalati.
My property.
My property. So So I turned aside from my father, and I also did my sin, and therefore I did not inherit my property. Now, Sharon, if you replace ani with your word letter aleph, which is what?
Atah,
which means?
You, singular.
You. So, sarti becomes?
Sarta
is correct. Me'avi becomes?
Me'aneha.
One more time. Me'avicha.
Yeah,
I thought that's what you said.
Right, wrong.
Me'avicha.
Me'avicha.
Vegam doesn't change, but asiti changes too.
Asita.
Avoni becomes?
Avonecha.
Avonecha will work. Yarashti becomes?
Yarashta.
Yarashta and Nachalati?
Nachalatecha.
Right, Nachalatecha. Correct. Becky, if you replace Ani with Yitzchak, what's Yitzchak?
It's Isaac.
Isaac. So Sarti becomes?
Simply Sar.
Sar. Me'avi becomes?
Me'avo.
Yeah.
Sorry. His sin.
His father.
I'm sorry. Avo. Aviv.
Me'aviv is correct. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's O unless it follows a vowel. Can't have two vowels in a row. And yeah. Vagam is okay. Asiti becomes?
Asa.
Asa is correct. Avoni becomes?
Avono.
Avono, correct, because it follows a consonant. Yarashti becomes?
Lo Yarash.
Lo Yarash is correct. Lo Yarash, uh-huh. Nachalati?
Nachalo.
Nachalato.
Nachalato.
Yeah, the E becomes an O. Nachalato. Good. Sharon, letter Gimel, what's your word?
Anachnu.
Anachnu. So Sarti becomes?
Hang on a second, I'll
lost
my place.
Okay.
Sarnu.
Sarnu is correct. Mm-hmm. Sarnu is correct. Me'avi becomes?
Me'avinu,
correct. Asiti becomes?
Asinu.
Asinu is correct. Avoni becomes?
Avonenu.
Avonenu is correct. Yarashti becomes?
Yarashnu.
Yarashnu is correct. Nachalati becomes?
Nachalatenu.
Nachalatenu is correct. And finally, Becky, letter Dalet, what is your word or phrase?
Hakohanim.
Hakohanim, the priest. So what personal pronoun would you replace Hakohanim with?
They.
So Sarti becomes?
Saru.
Me'avi becomes?
Avihem.
Me'avihem is correct. Asiti becomes?
Asu.
Asu. Avoni becomes?
Avonam.
Avonam. Remember, the ending is hem or na or am, depending upon whether it follows a consonant or a vowel. So you're correct. Yarashti becomes?
Yirshu.
Becomes Yarshu.
I just wrote that twice. Okay, sorry.
Yarshu. And Nachalati becomes?
Nachalatam.
Nachalatam. Correct. Number two, echo me please. Eile. Heharim.
Heharim.
Avru.
Avru.
El. Hasadeh.
Hasadeh.
Vayochlu.
Vayochlu.
Et.
Kol.
Kol. Peri.
Peri.
Ha'adama.
Ha'adama.
Vayamutu.
Bayamutu.
Sharon, how would you translate that?
The rams of the mountains.
The rams of the mountains.
Crossed over. To the field.
And they ate.
All of the fruit of the ground. And they died. For that bad fruit.
How sad. So, Becky, if you replace Elei Heharim with Ata, Avru becomes?
Avarta.
Avarta is correct. Vayochlu becomes?
Vayocolta.
One more time.
Acolta.
That would be I. You said it's you.
I'm sorry.
Vatochal. Vatochal. Mm-hmm. So the yo gets replaced by a tav, and the u falls off because it's not plural. So vatochal. And vayomutu becomes? Vatamut. Vatamut. The yod becomes a tav, and the u at the end falls off because it's not plural. Vatamut. Remember, vatamut is from a hollow verb, and in the imperfect, it keeps that hollow vav, but it becomes an u vowel. So, Sharon, letter bait, what is your word, please?
Atem.
You masculine plural, right?
Yes.
So, avru becomes?
Avartem.
Uh-huh. Vayochlu becomes?
Vatochlu.
Vatochlu is correct. Vayamutu becomes?
Vatamutu.
Vatamutu is correct. What do you need, sweetheart?
Nothing.
Talking to Becky, not Sharon, for those of you in MP3 land. Letter Gimel. Sharon, whose turn is it? Becky's.
Mine.
What is your word at letter Gimel?
Anachnu.
We. So Avru becomes?
Avarnu.
Avarnu, of course. Vayochlu becomes?
Vanokol.
Vanokhal. Mm-hmm. And Vayamutu becomes?
Vanamut.
Vanamut. Mm-hmm. For those of you in MP3 land, the answer book is wrong on that one, so be careful. Letter Dalet. Sharon, what's Anochi?
I.
Oh, that's right. Avru becomes?
Avarti.
Vayochlu becomes?
Va'ochal.
Va'ochal is correct. Vayamutu becomes? Va'amut is correct. Let's turn the page to page 234.
I forgot to keep those in a reversing vav form on that one.
Alrighty. Number 3 at the top of page 234. Echo me, please. Zachor. Zacharta.
Zacharta.
So that is an infinitive of emphasis. Again, Zachor.
Zachor.
Zacharta.
Zacharta.
Et.
Et.
Kol.
Kol.
Mitzvot.
Mitzvot.
Hanavi.
Hanavi.
Ach.
Ach.
Asa.
Asa.
Asita.
Asita.
Avonot.
Avonot.
Rabim.
Rabim.
Velo.
Velo.
Tuchal.
Tuchal.
La'amod.
La'amod.
Bakodesh.
Bakodesh.
Hakodeshim.
Hakodeshim.
Bayamim.
Bayamim.
Habaim.
Habaim.
That's a toughie. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Becky.
You surely remembered.
You surely remembered.
All of the commandments.
All of the commandments.
Of the prophet.
Of the prophet.
But.
But.
You surely did.
You surely did.
Many sins.
Many sins.
And you will not be able.
And you will not be able.
To stand.
To stand.
In the Holy of Holies.
In the Holy of Holies.
In the coming days.
In the coming days. Let me check Avonot. Yep. Yes. It's that in my book, it had Avonot Rabot, but that's wrong. It's Avonot Rabim. So we read it correctly. I changed it on the fly. So, Sharon, if you replace Zacharta with Zacharti, what does that mean?
I remember.
Oh, I really remember. Okay. So then we have to change asita to what?
Asiti.
Asiti, correct. Tuchal becomes?
Uchal?
Uchal is correct. What else do you want to change in that sentence?
Absolutely nothing, since you told us only those couple of things.
Okay, you're right. There's nothing else to change. I give away too much.
It's your fault.
I give away too much. Okay, Becky, letter bait. If you put Yizkor in the blank, what does that mean?
It's imperfect he.
He. Mm-hmm. So, asita becomes?
Ase.
Why did you change?
I'm sorry.
It's perfect tense.
Okay, I was trying to change everything's tense. Okay, so simply, asa.
So you don't, wait. They use the imperfect, so you don't make it all imperfect?
Well, let's make it all imperfect then. Okay, that sounds good to me.
That's what I was doing.
So yeast core, if you do that, then what did you do with asita? It
became
ya asa, okay, I'll take that. Tuchal became?
You call.
So you didn't change that one?
You're right, I didn't.
Okay. I'll take it anyway.
It would have been simply Ochal in the perfect.
No. So let's just leave it with Yuchal. You will not be able. So we'll just leave it that way, as he will not be able. Gimel. What's your word?
Tiz karu,
which is?
Yal.
Yal.
We'll remember.
Yep. So what do you do with a sita?
I put ta'asu.
Ta'asu is correct. Hang on for a second. Okay. And what'd you do with Tuchal?
Put Tuchlu.
Tuchlu is correct. Okay. I agree. Dalit. We're imperfect again.
Yizkaru.
Yizkaru. So what do you do with that sita?
I made it imperfect and went Ya'asu.
Ya'asu is correct. And Tuchal, what did you do with it?
I kept that imperfect at Yuklu.
Yuklu, correct. I agree. And hey, what you got?
Zachru.
Zachru, what is that?
You remembered. Or they remembered.
They remembered. Perfect tense. Okay, so what did you do with Asita?
Asu,
correct. What did you do with Tuchal?
Yachlu.
Yachlu or Yuchlu?
I put Yachlu.
Did you say Yuchlu?
Sure I did.
Okay, I thought so. It's just a bad connection between here and Maine. That's all. Number four. Everybody. Moshe. Hanavi. Shav.
Shav.
Eleinu. Vayamod. Lefanenu. Vayishpot. Beini. Uvenecha. Ooh. Whose turn? Nice. Becky?
The prophet Moses,
or Moses the prophet, I'll take it either way.
Returned.
To us.
And he stood. Before us. And he judged. Between me.
And you. Correct. Sharon, letter Aleph, what is your word?
Wait a minute. I think it's you.
You didn't get and you? Uvanecha? Remember, if Bane appears twice.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
Yep.
So judged.
Between me and you.
I looked at that and got all confused.
Uh-huh. When Bane appears twice, we translate it as between. If it appears once,
as in, it's a between.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Gotcha.
Letter Aleph. What is Ishti?
My wife.
My wife. So if it's my wife, Shav becomes?
Shavah.
Shavah is correct. Vayamod becomes?
Vata'amod.
Vata'amod is correct. And Vayishpot becomes?
Vatishpot.
Vatishpot is correct. Letter Beit, Becky. What is your word?
Hakohanim.
Hakohanim is?
The priests.
The priests. Or if with a pronoun?
They.
They. So Shav becomes?
Shavu.
Shavu is correct. Vayamod becomes?
Vayamdu.
Vayamdu is correct. Vayishpot becomes?
Vayishpatu.
Vayishpatu, correct. Everything good on your end, Sharon?
Yep.
So letter Gimel. What's a ta?
You.
You. So Shav becomes?
Shavta.
Shavta is correct. Vayamod becomes?
Vata'amod.
Vata'amod, correct. Vayishpot becomes?
Vatishpot.
Vatishpot is correct. And Becky, letter Dalet, what's a tem?
Is you masculine plural.
You masculine plural. So Shav becomes?
Shavtem.
Shavtem is correct. Vayamod becomes?
Vata'amdu.
Vata'amdu is correct. Vayishpot becomes?
Vayishpatem.
I don't think
so. I'm sorry. Vayishpatu.
How about Vatishpatu?
Vatishpatu.
Because you always begins with a ta in the imperfect. And the u at the end indicates plural.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's okay. You're doing great. Both of you are. But you know what? We've hit the 5:30 hour.
Just in time, because I didn't have the next one done.
All right. You knew just exactly where we get to. So we'll pick up next week, Lord willing, on page 234. Exercise 8, line 5. Thanks for coming and studying.
Thank you.
We shall see ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.